Angelo Cerbi for Fred Film Radio at the Cannes Festival, interview with Barbara Schroeter, director of the film Amnesia. There is a singular situation. Two films of yours are in Cannes this year, Amnesia and the restored version of More. Quite a unique event for a director.
It's very simple, is that More, you know, everybody remembers More. It was in Cannes. It was a big sensation in its time. And it actually created a little bit of the modern Ibiza, because when it was playing all around the world, especially in Germany, but in many other countries, after it was playing, 1 week, 2 weeks after, they started charter planes to Ibiza. You like the movie, you saw the movie you want to see, and all those people, this wave of people, they all wanted to go to nightclubs and to this and this, so it really helped building things that was going to happen anyway, but still it was, I am afraid I'm partly responsible for for this, the club Amnesia and mm-hmm. all that. Somehow part of that wave was created indirectly by More. The idea, the original idea was that the two movies were shot in the same house, and that this was interesting to not to put them together, because one has been selected out of competition and the other one is Cannes Classic, the section Cannes Classic. So that just happened that the two could be interesting to put together because of the house. But in reality, when I was doing the timing just 2 weeks ago, I said, oh my God, I didn't discover this. These movies have something else in common. This is not at all only about a house. This is about a character and about a genre, the genre of German literature that was very favorite of the Romantics. It is le roman d'apprentissage in French, which is a novel of apprenticeship. You learn about life. And so there were many books that were about young men starting life and how they learn about life. This was a genre of the literary. And and this was consciously what I did in More. Taking a guy that was studying mathematics in the extreme north of Germany and bringing him to the hot sun of the south, which is a myth of every German literature, the idea of going to the south. And then suddenly I discovered that this other movie is also that. We have two German boys, one going and encountering a dangerous woman that was bad for him, and the other one encountering a woman that he had a great love affair with, platonic, but that was good for him. And that was the common point, much more important than the common house. This was actually two romans d'apprentissage and two different versions.
It is not very common to have a relationship between a very young guy and an aged woman like you tell in your film, because usually old people are not that cool for young people. Can you tell us something about that relationship?
Well, you know, when you have somebody that is of age and that is completely open to new things and very alive and entertaining and very philosophical, where you think that you can learn from this person and that person is ready to give you all the knowledge, this becomes something very attractive for a young person if it's not done in a pontificating way. Suddenly you say, oh, but this is interesting, and you can develop something. And so there is something to be said for that. And this is an intergeneration love, with or without sex, is something very interesting and rewarding for both persons.
The old movie treats this very complex issue of
post-war trauma and remembering and forgiving to and healing wounds that was caused by the war. What do you think about that? Is it possible to forget and forgive, or you will never forget? As a character,
I know that at first sight the character of Marta would never forget because she has followed all her life. But this love story makes that things happen, and that maybe there is a chance to begin to forgive. But it's all left completely in the open. There is no message we should forget and we should forgive. But it just slightly opens the door in a very dramatic, painful situation.
Martha, the lead character, breaks the rules she decided for her life when she meets the guy and starts a relationship with him. Are you someone who easily breaks these rules?
Yeah, for me, no, I have some rules that Thierry Frémaux announced last night in public, that I refuse to be member of the jury of anything. Because I don't want to judge. And same for the movies. This is the only word of Christ I follow cautiously, exactly. I will not judge. I always try to bring in something that destroyed the easy judgment.
In many festivals, movies are in competition, and it is very hard to judge other people's work. Do you think there should not be any competition?
No. I think competition is good. People talk, people say it's unfair, this movie was not selected, mm-hmm. this movie was not... It's very good. It creates some form of entertainment around the movies. Mm-hmm. It's very good, but obviously, you know... If I ask you who won the prize 3 years ago, who was the Oscar 3 years ago, it's all past with history, and some movies have the chance to survive and be still alive 20 years later. That's the only thing that counts.
Marta decides she won't speak her own language, which is German, again. Was this something you had clear in mind since the beginning, the language would have played such a major role in this movie?
No, this movie explains why I don't speak German, because my mother never spoke German to me, and my mother is German, and she left Germany when she was 16, so, and she decided not to speak German, and she used to speak German with her sister on the phone. I heard her speak German, but never to me.
Why did you choose Bruno Ganz to play this role of a German man who served the Nazis, considering that his one of his biggest roles in his career was playing Hitler?
Well, you know, I mean, he was playing Hitler, and he proved when he was playing Hitler that he's one of the greatest actors of his generation. So, obviously, when I approach him, I was aware of that, and I was aware also that by mistake or by chance, we had called our character Bruno. So I said, "I'm sorry, we can change the name." He said, "No, I don't care." And actually, I think it's good that he plays that character, because you can realize that they were some people who were part of the machine that were really secondary, and that were actually manipulated by the machine. And we can see there that he's not innocent, but he's not a criminal like the others. And that is, it is a gray zone of the history of Germany. And it is interesting to create some kind of ambiguity there. Marta is still right to fight against amnesia. That doesn't mean that you shouldn't fight amnesia, because some people were manipulated by the Nazis and used by the Nazis. Doesn't mean that you have to forget about this whole story and this whole situation.
There is this idea that comes out for your film that once you get older, there is a tendency of letting things go. What is that intentional?
It is in the movie, but it's caused by a love story. The love story comes to the rescue there and pushes the situation. And basically, they're both completely changed at the end of the movie. At the end of the movie, she can go back to Germany. I mean, she is starting to speak German with him. She doesn't have this block anymore. And he has completely learned something very important, and he can develop his personality, his artist, his art and everything.
You shot the film with digital camera, the 6K. What do you think of these new digital tools?
I think it's fantastic. I think it's the revolution in the cinema. More important than, I was the first one to use the high definition camera and with Our Lady of the Assassin. And I consider this new thing even as important, although it's just the fact that there is so much definition that you actually don't need. You don't need to see every little detail. But if you have so much definition, it means that you can cut into the image. You can select parts of the image, and then it gives a whole different possibilities of because in the end my movie is going to be playing in 2K, you know, it's not going to be projected in 6K. But the fact of having shot in 6K allow me to do all kind of
the two characters, they both go to this island to change their lives. Basically, she went there to try to remove a part of her past. He goes there and trying to build up a new future.
Right.
Do you think that running away or moving into another part of the world is helping to be freer, to be more?
In some cases, yeah. In some other cases, is the first step to nowhere. You never know. You never know.
Mm-mm. So it's not a pattern.
It's not
a pattern in order to become a freer person.
That's why the mother of the boy is very important when she has this confrontation and she says very true things to her and she attacks her. I like that scene because it just doesn't say this woman is so extraordinary, she moved away for everything, it makes everything fantastic for her. And no, she's been attacked, and the person may be right, and you know, it's painful, it's discovering new things, and the solution of going away may not be the ultimate solution, and so on and so on.
Something more about the restoration of Moore. What were the conditions of the negative?
Condition was good, there was a little bit of hair that were, you know, at the border of the image. We had to clean up a few hair. There was a little thing that had turned blue that we corrected, and we went back to the original version before the censorship in France, because the movie was totally banned in France, and it was a crazy story. They said this movie is drug propaganda, we have to do something against it. And then, of course, the scene they concentrated on were the scene where they're mixing all kind of drugs. This was like a comedy scene, you know, say, bring me this, bring me this. And then there is a scene that was really a joke where it says, and a little bit of banana peel. And at the time, there was the legend that this banana peel was like LSD or something that it could be. So they actually made me cut the banana peel.
Making documentaries helping you to give a new look on reality when you tell fictional stories.
Yes, of course. That's what I'm looking when I'm doing a documentary. I'm looking for the maximum ambiguity, and so because very often things are very ambiguous in life, and that I think there is a richness in that, and there is more humor also in that, and irony, and all those things are very important for me, and that's why I was doing those documentaries, because they were around characters that were complex and interesting. So this is the real reason for me to do a documentary, is a character, not to do about an idea or about a program or this. It's when I have a character that I'm interested. So Charles Bukowski, and Amin Dada and Vergès, and a monkey, Coco, yes, a talking gorilla. That is different because it's more a philosophical movie about the idea that this is one of us, this is a person like us, this is a mammifer like us, and this is a person, and this is the biggest, I think, revolution that's coming in the next 10-15 years, is that the animals are going to be considered more and more like kind of person, and that is the jump of the spirit that has not happened yet, but you can see it coming. You can see this big change coming in the way of thinking of the people in general of the planet, I think.
It was Barbet Schroeder for Fred Film Radio from the Cannes Film Festival, Angelo Acerbi.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.